Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of March 2019. Bombay High Court has refused to grant any interim relief to Kotak Mahindra Bank on Reserve Bank of India's direction to dilute promoter shareholding and posted matter for further hearing to the 1st of April. Supreme Court has said that only officers who have a minimum of 6 months tenure left in service should be considered for the post of Director General of Police, DGP. Kerala High Court has quashed a criminal cheating case against a man accused of not paying mobile bills and observed that transaction involved as between mobile operator and customer is one arising out of a civil dispute. Supreme Court, while commuting death sentence awarded to a man convicted for rape and murder of a 5-year-old girl, has observed that death sentence must be imposed only when life imprisonment appears to be an altogether inappropriate punishment. Supreme Court has asked Bombay High Court to decide on a plea moved by civil liberties activist Gautam Navlakha, seeking to quash the FIR lodged against him in the 2017 Koregaon Bheem case, within 8 weeks. Supreme Court has stayed contempt show cause notice issued by Uttarakhand High Court to Justice L. Narasimha Reddy, the chairman of Central Administrative Tribunal, for disobeying High Court orders passed on petitions moved by whistle blower IFS officer Sanjeev Chaturvedi. Supreme Court has expressed concerns over rising unemployment in country and said that it is not in favor of a complete ban on crackers and instead suggested regulating polluting aspect of the industry. Supreme Court has asked Election Commission to furnish data on addition and deletion of voters from electoral rolls in Assam and also asked how it will deal with people who make it to the voters list in Assam but are excluded from Assam's final citizens register. Supreme Court has directed Bar Council of India to reconsider, after hearing various stakeholders, the upper age limit for taking admission to 5-year and 3-year law degree courses. Supreme Court has asked Centre why it had not amended conduct of election rules, as per SC's 2018 ruling, for compulsory disclosure of assets and sources of income of candidates, spouses and dependents while filing nomination. Bombay High Court has allowed Mumbai Metropolitan Region Development Authority, MMRDA, to remove 14 mangrove trees, paving the way for the construction of two separate dams that will connect the Bandrawali Sea Link, BWSL, to the proposed Kalanagar flyover. Bombay High Court has suggested Reliance Power Limited and Edelweiss Group to resolve their dispute over sale of pledged shares amicably while posting the matter for hearing after 2 weeks. Madras High Court has directed state government to use drone technology to determine the exact quantum of minerals quarried from the leasehold sites by way of detection through satellite. Madras High Court has granted bail to Assistant Professor Nirmala Devi, who was arrested by CBCID for luring college girls to do sexual favors for higher officials in Madurai Kamaraj University. Madras High Court has slammed mainstream media for not covering Pollachi sex scandal as they did with the case of Nirbhaya, who was brutally raped by a group of men on the streets of Delhi in 2012, and also said that mainstream media deliberately avoids Tamil Nadu. Madras High Court has made it clear that suspension from service cannot be construed as punishment, as it is only an interim arrangement to keep public servant away from performing official duties and responsibilities for purpose of conducting a free and fair investigation and inquiries.